The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Magic, Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, Chapter 7.
Round the backside, squeezed as hard as I could muster, and out popped me beloved wife's wedding ring.
Never. Never! That's funny.
That's really very amusing, Gramble, but we really do need to get to the heart of the matter.
Yes. We need to know what you know.
What you on about, Mage?
You led us to believe that you have some information that may help us in our search for my niece, Lily Fairheart.
Oh, aye. Well, maybe.
Maybe? I don't like the sound of that.
Nor do I. We had a deal, Gramble. If we bought you a drink, you were to tell us what you know about Lily. Or at least where she might have gone.
Oh, hello, you lot. Have I missed anything? I've been about the town. It's a dilly of a place. I'm so glad I came here, especially since I've fallen in with you lot.
Oh, shush, little man. We're in the middle of something important.
Yeah, your timing stinks.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I always mess things up, don't I? Oh, dear. Just when we were all getting on so well...
It's okay, Rask. Just sit quietly for a bit while we sort something out with Gramble here.
Oh, of course, Rosa. Anything you say.
Now, Gramble, you made Waldo here certain assurances that you may have the information he needs about his niece. Did you mislead him?
Oh, now, hang on a wee bit here. I didn't mislead anyone about anything. Gramble is honest enough, and you folk were very kind to buy me a drink or two. Lend your ears to some stories and tell a few all yourselves. So I do owe you something, I reckon.
Just tell us whether you know anything about Lily Fairheart or not.
Well, not specifically, mind.
What?
Seriously?
For shame.
Just hang on a minute. When you say, not specifically, what exactly does that mean?
Look. Everybody in Terce knows Lillian Fairheart, and they know that she suddenly dropped out of the Academy of Mages under mysterious circumstances.
Go on.
Well, they all know this, and they know what the Archbishop and the Council of Mages have told them what happened.
So, you're saying the mages haven't been truthful?
I could have told you that much.
Let's just say, they've been the truth, so it leans their way at times. And in this case, they haven't revealed all the facts, as it were. It just so happens that my nephew Gramble is good friends with your niece Lily.
Well, what does that have to do with it? Get to the point.
Well, Gramble, you see, he helps out round the school over there. He's what you might call an unpaid assistant to old Danth. You know, he helps him out with the heavier jobs like.
Yes. Yes, we see what you mean. Get to the point, please.
Well, I know for sure that Lily has left Terce altogether.
Well, why didn't you say that in the first place?
Indeed.
Well, it wasn't much to go on, because no one knows for certain exactly where Lily is bound.
Oh, wonderful. So we're back to square one.
What a waste of time, then.
Naughty, naughty.
Well, Thanks a lot, Gramble. My niece could be in real trouble, and thanks to all the time you made us waste. We're no closer to finding her.
Now hold your horses, Dolotti. I may not know precisely where Lily is at this moment, but I never said I didn't have some idea. Now did I?
What? There's more?
Could be, lass.
Well, do you know or don't you?
Just listen, you lot. My nephew headed out after Lily, you see. I suspect he's right on her trail. The boy's good at a lot of things, but he ain't had any good breaks, you see. That is, until he fell in with Lily Fairheart. Well, she helped him get his position at the school there. With Danth, Grap does his work, and he gets room and board for his efforts. Sounds a fair deal to me, anyways. In fact, I'm right proud of the lad. He's trying to make something of himself.
That's all fine and good, Gramble, but I fail to see how this helps us.
Aye, this is a complete waste of time, if you ask me.
Look, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I am trying to be of help. If you lot would only listen a moment.
We're all ears.
Grapple, he spoke to me before he left, and he told me about where he'd be searching for young Lily.
And?
He said he'd figure Lily head for the Farron Woods. Well, that's dangerous, of course, because that's troll country. And then there's tale of them old crones.
What?
Oh, for the love of Gully's gold.
Oh, dear. That really doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, we have to get to her. There's no time to lose. Where are these woods, Grapple?
Oh, somewhere west of here.
Okay, fine. Then you're going to take us there.
Me? Ye must be joking. I know the general direction, yes. But I've never been in them woods, nor would I go there for love nor money.
Then you know more than we do.
Aye, and you're gonna show us the way. You owe us that much, afraid or not.
I don't see how I owe you lot anything else.
You may see it however you like, but you are taking us there. Or would you rather I turn you into a spotted toad?
No.
Ramble?
Dang it. You lot are playing for keeps. All right, I'll do it. I can't promise not to get you lost, but I'll darn well do it. Don't want to be turned into no toad, spotted nor otherwise.
That's more like it.
It's settled then. We need to prepare to leave. Greybeard, go and find Zoe Underhill. When you find her, tell her... If she intends to tag along with us, she better get herself in gear. We leave within the hour.
Aye, Riddendorf. I'll find her for you.
And I'll fetch Gawain.
Oh, well, if you must.
It's you, Dark Star. Long time no see.
It has been a while, Matilda, yes.
Well now, it must have been at least a year since last you graced us with your presence here in Terse. To what do we owe the pleasure?
I've come across something I thought you might find quite interesting.
Oh, really? Something to gather my interest, eh? What?
You're in a good mood, Matilda. Did you just off someone or something? I know how much pleasure you take in being lethal. Or perhaps you've had a date with someone who tickled your fancy?
My fancy is no longer of any interest to you, Dark Star Love. So, let's just say... I'm having a good day. And leave it to that. Eh?
Whatever you like. It doesn't matter to me, of course.
Oh, God, this conversation is starting to lag a bit, dear. Can you just get on with it? I mean, what have you got and how much will it cost me?
As cold as ever, I see. All right, I'll come right to the point. I've come across these in my recent travels.
Oh, why, they look like simple runes. In what way do you imagine these would interest me, dearie?
They're not your average runes, you know. These are somewhat special.
Oh. In what way?
They're said to hold special properties, that they can manipulate secret gateways that can be found across the lands.
Gateways? Do you mean portals?
Some may call them that, yes.
Oh, Darkstar, you do know how to attract my interest. Have you any idea where these so-called gateways may be found? Or, in fact, how to use these charming little trinkets to manipulate them?
Sorry, that's where my knowledge ends. For the moment. But it doesn't mean I've given up on searching for them, or more information about them.
You do realize that if you'd come to anyone else with this intriguing, though admittedly thin, story, you'd likely be tossed right out the door. And perhaps to the wolves.
You could be right. But you know me better than that. I don't partake of idle talk, and I don't buy into just any old tale I come across. A man gave his life to protect not only these runes there, but the secret of the magic portals they're supposed to operate.
Oh, and you were there to witness him die, this strange man?
Yes. I tried to save him, in fact.
Oh, Darkstar, you are so heroic and brave and so very expensive.
But always worth it, eh, Natilda?
Given how heroic and how very good you are, why bring these runes to me?
I knew you'd pay well for them, and any information connected to them.
Oh, you know me so well.
Too well. But I'll still do business with you.
Very smart, Darkstar. And should you uncover any useful intel on those runes and the portals you say they operate, like where those portals lead, for instance, I'll triple, no, quadruple the amount I've just paid. I may even double that. If you get back to me with said info quickly.
I'll do the best I can, of course.
Oh, I know you will, dear. Which is why I've paid you instead of tossing you out into the street. Now, run along before I change my mind, eh? Toodles.
Of course, Natilda. Until we meet again.
So, these be man girls.
Troll dwarf, toad, troll clad. Troll clad, doubts, troll dwarf.
Shut up. Let clad inspect man girls.
Keep your grubby hands off me, troll.
Man-girl brave and stupid.
Watch your mouth, troll.
Man-girl show respect. This is troll leader. Troll clad.
Tread gently, divine.
Seriously, I'm not afraid of these blasted trolls.
Man-girl should be afraid of trolls. Trolls smash, man-girls.
Just untie me and we'll see who smashes who.
Divine, I said to back off. Please listen to me.
Fine, but only for the time being.
You man-girl's leader?
Shut up, dwarf. Clad is troll leader. Clad will ask questions.
Fine. Ask man-girl's questions.
You, leader of man-girls. Yes? No.
My name is Lily Fairheart. I'm not exactly the leader, but I suppose you could say I'm in charge at the moment.
Gee, Thanks, Lil.
Don't mention it.
Clad confused. Human words not make much sense to trolls. Human words too simple.
I would have thought it was the other way around.
Divine?
I know. Shut up. I got it, dear leader.
Tell me, what do you plan to do with us?
Dorf wants to cook man-girls and eat man-girls.
Man-girls make good stew. So 'tis said.
Oh, I see. Great. What do you want to do with us?
Glad not decide.
I don't suppose I could talk you into just letting us go.
No.
Oh well, nice try.
Trolls not release man-girls. Man-girls could be useful. Glad find use for man-girls. Cause man-girls never leave troll country.
Out of the frying pan, into the fire.
You have been listening to Magic, Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, Chapter 7, which starred in order of appearance Shane Harris as Gramble, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Jeff Niles as Waldo Riddendorf, Deborah Adams as Rosa Dernhelm, Victor Aurelius as Rast, Sarah Golding as Lady Natilda, Sally Wiggett as Darkstar, Glenn Haskell as Trollclad, Victor Aurelius as Trolldorf, Paul Arbisi as Trollgan, Shannon Lowry as Divine, and Tanya Milojevich as Lillian Fairheart. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The Tursin band music was provided by Christian Marsack. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer and a director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic, Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. This is Gareth Seven. Our story will continue in Chapter 8. Please join us then.
Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem.
Well, there we are. The edge of the Farren Woods. I've done my part. You're here. Good luck to ye.
Now just one moment, Gramble. You're not getting off the hook that easy.
I've done my part. Ye lot are well on your way to finding young Lily Fairheart. What more can I do?
Oh, I don't know. You could actually stick around and help us find the girl. I mean, how do we even know these are the Farren Woods? How do we know you've brought us to where you claim we are?
Are you calling Gramble a liar, mister?
No one is saying that, Gramble. Let's all just calm down a bit.
Actually, I was saying that he may well be a liar and a cheat.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.